A little more than a decade ago, about a third of Idaho schools had levies in place. Now it's two-thirds, according to Mike Ferguson, head of the nonprofit research group Idaho Center for Fiscal Policy. And in that time, the money coming from levies has tripled to about $190 million. Ferguson says the trend started before the Great Recession, as state education funding didn't keep pace with school growth. Then, when the economy soured, education funding fell even further behind. Districts used levies, Ferguson says, to help pick up the slack.
A typical school district, they basically have to have supplemental levies just to conduct their basic operating affairs. And frankly, that's not how it's supposed to be. The state was supposed to pick up the full cost of operating the school districts. The supplemental levies are supposed to be for extra things. Today, they're just to pay the bills.
To back up his claim that levies are used now to cover basics and not just luxuries, Ferguson cites some school districts that continue to furlough teachers.
I mean, we did that at the depths of the Great Recession for state employees. We had a year or two where state workers were subjected to furloughs, but we've moved beyond that. School districts are still doing that.
He says while districts legitimately need levies, using them has created a situation with haves and have-nots. Some districts with high property values can get extra money, while districts with low property values or who can't convince their voters to approve levies are suffering. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.